Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Cities and counties in Virginia don't always get along with each other. An urban-rural divide that includes separate election cycles for sheriffs and prosecutors. Voters in counties will be electing sheriffs and commonwealth's attorneys this year. Voters in cities will not. And you might be asking yourself, why?
Well, they've always done it that way. They were inventing it on the fly.
That's Brent Tarter, a historian at the Library of Virginia.
I get questions all the time about, why do they do it that way? Well, it arose that way. They didn't plan it that way. It's like a weed.
Like a weed because it grew without a plan. And he says there's no reason why cities and counties have separate election cycles, but he says it dates back to the creation of elected sheriffs and prosecutors back in the 1850s, a time when Virginia also started electing governors and other statewide offices. And right from the start, he says cities and counties had different election cycles for sheriffs and commonwealth's attorneys.
It is not easy, and it makes no sense, but that's just the way that it is.
So this week, look for election returns for races for sheriffs and commonwealth's attorneys in counties. Cities, on the other hand, won't have those elections until 2021. Michael Pope,